Scott Wybrew. He's the general manager of the Lansing, or I should say of the Lansing, all the plants in the area. Is that right, Scott? Do you oversee all the Lansing GM plants?
Hey, good morning, Tony. Yes, I do. I'm the regional plant manager.
All right. It's kind of weird talking to you this late because usually we have you on the radio like at 6 in the morning.
We about 5:30 is when I start. So, yep, we're already up working on building our second million over at Delta.
All right. As you watched that 1 millionth vehicle coming off the Delta plant, what were you thinking about?
You know, it's just, surrounded by employees. And seeing the pride and the smiles on their face, I mean, that's kind of a culmination of what we do. We build 1155 a day over there, and, everybody focuses on the vehicle that's kind of in front of them. But it just gave us a moment to stop and just kind of reflect about what we've accomplished over the last 5 years. And once again, all of us just coming together and shaking hands. It was a good day.
There's been some tough times the last few years. Getting to that point, did you think you'd see this?
Well, I came to Lansing kind of new the first quarter of 2010. And quite honestly, since I've been here, I haven't seen that tough time. We've built almost 500,000 of that 1 million since January of 2010. So the plant has gone on 3 shifts. We've added the Chevy. And from a Lansing perspective, we've been doing great. So.
Well, as I've seen from tours from all the Lansing area plants, it's a different day. I would encourage anyone to take their kids out and see this because the plants are immaculately clean, and there is a lot of pride that you see from the folks on the line. Man, they're sharp, and they're having fun building these cars, and obviously you're selling the cars, so GM and the UAW and the workers, just they have this partnership, and you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I appreciate the comments, too. We take health and safety very to heart in Lansing, and one of that is to make certain that the place is clean so that nobody's slipping or falling. So, there's a business reasons behind that, but the place does kind of shine. I noticed that when I was looking at some of the pictures yesterday.
All right. What are the challenges that you face going forward this next calendar year?
Well, I think it's no different than the challenges we all face. It's the uncertainty around our economy, kind of the ups and the downs, and really, when you take a look at the Michigan Consumer Confidence Index, we've been either up, down, or flatline, and the ups aren't that big. So, obviously people got to feel a lot of confidence level to be able to go out and make a purchase of one of our vehicles. So that's probably our biggest concern, but, we have steady schedules, and as we announced we're going to start the small Cadillac here at Lansing Grand River, so we're all real busy. Training up people and getting the facility ready for that.
All right, now give us the detail about that. When's that situation gear up?
Well, we're working on it right now with engineering. I think I've told you before. We have announced the code name ATS, and we've also announced it's a BMW 3 Fighter, if you would, and we will be building that vehicle later in 2012. So it'll be towards the second half of 2012 when you should start seeing those.
Scott, how do you maintain working for GM, being a regional plant manager, and working with workers that are union folks? How do you manage that and get the respect that you need, but carry out your duties?
Well, to be honest with you, we're all team members, and we all have standardized work to do every day. And we all carry the standardized work out. I have my Monday through Friday calendar because I do cover 3 plants, and I'm in all 3 locations on a weekly basis, plus following programs. So, I do my standardized work, I expect everybody to do those, and we respect one another. And we know what our duties are to make GM successful.
All right, Scott, before I let you go, since we've been talking, I've gotten 3 emails, and they all say the same thing. Are you hiring?
Are we hiring?
Yes.
Wow. At this point in time, I would say no, but we are looking at staffing levels. So.
So get your apps in now.
Yeah. GM.com careers.
All right, Scott, we're going to stay in touch with you, especially as you get ready to start building those new Cadillacs. We want to help report on that. So thanks for your time. We look forward to chatting with you again.
Thanks, Tony.